Is business aviation starting a comeback? How you'll know and where to look. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. There's been plenty of bad economic news coming down for, 6 or 9 months now as regards the aviation industry. I saw some news a few days ago from Brian Foley Associates that looked a little different and worth talking about, if only to cheer us all up. Brian Foley is the president of Brian Foley Associates, which is a consulting practice used by the investment community to provide market due diligence on business aviation companies and sectors. Brian, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, on May 20th, you wrote, quote, "The business jet industry is no longer careening off a cliff. It's just bouncing off the rocks below," unquote. Now, tell us more about that.
Sure. Let me clarify that, Paul. First, the worst of the market shocks are over in business aviation. In other words, the careening Dow Jones Industrials going down 800 points a day, the credit markets totally seized, the other negatives of GDP minus 6+%. Those major shocks that affect our industry are behind us now. It's still not pretty, but it's not getting any worse. Now, that doesn't mean business aviation itself, the industry, isn't going to get a little worse for a while. The shocks are behind us, but there's kind of this ripple effect going through the market now that takes a while to stabilize. But one thing that's interesting is looking back in time, around the time of 2007, when we're told now that the U.S. recession first began, there were business aviation canary companies, if you'd say, out there that were already starting to see a slowdown. A good example of that were the charter operators that were showing monthly decreases in their ridership. The FBOs that pump fuel, they were starting to pump less gas out there. So they were kind of a leading indicator. And what I'm pleased to hear now is, at least in some pockets in the country, the charter operators, now that they've been hurt for two years almost, are finally seeing business starting to stabilize and are finally starting to see a little uplift in business. It's not near normal yet, but at least it's not getting any worse. Now, there's other sectors of aviation that were lucky not to have slowed down until after the charter operators. A good example would be the new business jet OEMs, who really didn't see a slowdown in business until around the October 2008 timeframe, a full year later than the charter folks and fractional and FBOs. They're still a little bit in dire straits now. They have quite a ways to climb before their business stabilizes. And we don't see them coming out of this downturn meaningfully until probably the middle of next year. So it depends what sector you're looking at in business aviation, but at least on the leading edge, we're starting to see a little bit of improvement.
Well, even in the OEM side of things, not necessarily business jets, but one story that caught my eye a few weeks ago was that Cirrus Aviation was already resuming a higher level of production.
That's good news, and that's another great point, because the propeller side, the little piston propeller side, also began to slow down back in 07, I believe, and their sales careened off a cliff long before business jets did. So that's encouraging to see that end of the market starting to turn, and hopefully the rest of the market will be following that, albeit at a very slow growth pace.
All right, now, a few weeks ago when we talked to you last, Brian, you had predicted that by the middle of this year, sometime over the summer, we would see a flattening of the explosive growth in used business jet inventories. Has that started to happen, and is that significant?
We'll wait till June 1st on that. We kind of look at it month to month. But what we noticed coming through the year was that there were double-digit increases of used business jets hitting the market. Last month, as we went from March into April, by the end of April, it was only about a 1% increase. So we're hoping that when the numbers come out on or around June 1st, we'll see that that increase has stopped altogether, or maybe even started turning south, where the inventory levels are coming down a little bit finally. Coincidental with that, the other thing we're hopeful to see in the very near term will be an increase in business jet utilization. You know, another factor that some folks have pointed out is that charter was flying less, fractional was flying less, the Part 91 operators were flying less, And these were double-digit decreases in flying hours as well. But we think very soon, within the next month or two, we'll see a stabilization of that and a slow growth the way it should be.
All right. Now, I have to ask you about the impacts of the rhetoric from Washington on this industry, because NBAA and some of the other aviation advocacy organizations appear to have devoted quite a bit of attention to this. So that tells me that, at least in their mind, this is a big deal. Is the idea that corporate aviation has been vilified through this whole bailout season, has that really been a big deal? And has the reduction in that rhetoric made a difference in the last few weeks?
It's been a factor, Paul. I mean, we're a cyclical industry and a recession that's been the worst since World War II. And then on top of that, we had the words from Capitol Hill. So it was devastating to the industry, especially in the short term. You know, usually the large cabin business jets kind of go through a recession or a slowdown in a little better shape than the small cabin and medium cabin business jets. But this time, with the comments of Capitol Hill, it spooked a lot of the folks that own big cabin airplanes or had big cabin airplanes on order. And as a result, the big cabin guys got hit just as bad as the small and medium ones. The short-term shock will be the worst for what happened on Capitol Hill, but it'll take years to reverse those perceptions that they created. They undid the good work of NBAA, the decades of work they've done, and it'll take, unfortunately, a number of years to reverse that trend.
You might be the perfect person to answer this question. I know a lot of smaller aircraft companies thought they had found white knights in offshore financing, particularly out of Russia, and it kind of dried up and blew away very rapidly. Can we take any lessons from this, generalizing about offshore capital, or was this just a circumstantial fluke of the moment?
Things came together to make the Russian markets and the Middle East particularly hot during the time. With the prices of commodities going through the roof, those regions were able to afford business jets and afford very large business jets. And when the economy changed in the world and the prices for commodities dropped, we saw the cancellations of Boeing business jets by some Russian customers. We saw the actual bankruptcy of companies that were investing in aviation companies. So it's been a very difficult situation over there, and it'll continue to worsen, at least for the foreseeable future.
Well, I mean, yeah, that even affected Boeing when the Mideast took a dive, because, you know, some of those guys were ordering Pelosi class business jets.
Yeah, for some reason, the Middle East, people have a perception that that's going to save the industry and keep it from floundering, but they're having as many problems over there now with high vacancy rates in their office buildings. They're having their own housing bubble, if you will. So with that combined with the price of oil going down, that makes it a difficult situation there as well. Not to mention that it's not a primary market. The biggest market for business jets are North America, number one. Number two is Europe. Number three is South America. You know, by the time you get to the Middle East, you're pretty far down on the pecking order as far as the size of the market there.
My guest is Brian Foley, president of Brian Foley Associates, who sees a dawn on the horizon in the business jet world. And we'll be back to talk more about it in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927, or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Brian Foley, president of Brian Foley Associates. Brian, a few days ago, predicted that the worst of the market shocks that are suppressing the business aviation marketplace are over now, and while we still have some rough times ahead, some ripples to get through, we should start to see some leading indicators turn upward any time now. Brian, do you see any difference internationally versus what's happening in the North American market? Are there going to be any bellwethers on either side of the ocean?
You know, international is what continued the nice sales spree of the new business jet OEMs right through October. But as soon as those equity markets collapsed, the stock markets, that business by and large dried up or at least stopped for the time being. Compounding that, the value of the dollar has increased about 20% compared to where it was a year ago. So since business jets are priced in dollars, it's not as attractive for a foreign company to buy a business jet now because their local currency won't go as far. But coming out of this, we still see international being a strong component of the overall market. You know, in 08, the number of deliveries will probably approach 55% international, almost 60% maybe. But we think once the dollar settles and the markets come back, we'll see a long-term trend of maybe 40% international for new business jet sales, which is higher than the traditional 30% before that. So it is an actual increase in future international demand.
Let me ask you about some of the manufacturers, because, you know, going into this, once it became clear we were in a recession, manufacturers seemed to, and this goes for the big jets as well, seemed to be looking at it at first from a standpoint of, well, we have a backlog, this won't affect us immediately. Now they seem to have gone, if anything, beyond what looked necessary to the casual observer. Have any of these companies that manufacture business jets cut their internal manufacturing and R&D capabilities so far that it will hurt them coming out of this thing?
Yeah, ideally, no one wants to slow their R&D during a downtime. You know, it's a great time during a recession or a slowdown to get your airplane designed, to get it flight tested, so that when the market turns and starts heading up, you're purely positioned to ride that upcycle. Unfortunately, because of some cash flow situations, some very, very valid business jet programs have been put on the back burner for now. And unfortunately, that's probably a missed opportunity. But at least when things improve, hopefully they'll come back and they'll be a fine product, but they'll sort of miss the window of opportunity when the market really starts improving again.
I know individual consumers, at least in the U.S., from what I can tell just anecdotally around me, seem to have taken a lesson away from this recession already that maybe what we've been taught all these years about debt being a tool has its limits. Have there been any similar lessons learned among OEMs?
In this cycle, there is at least one business jet OEM that is leveraged, and they will probably have the most difficult time ahead for getting their house back in order and riding the upswing again. But this is one of the first downturns I can recall where we had a pretty leveraged company trying to ride this out, which makes it more difficult for them.
Right. Now, you wrote in your press release back on the 20th that employment levels will further contract and biz av companies must increasingly deal with compromised balance sheets. The sheer forcefulness of this downturn will take no prisoners. Companies will either have the financial and managerial wherewithal to survive or they won't. Do you have any idea how many won't? I won't ask you to name names or how closely you study them.
It's hard to say, but there are some that have been in the public as, you know, being a possible spinoff candidate. Cessna was a good example of that from Textron. So while some of these companies might not go away, there might be other strategics that buy them, other competitors, if you will. And instead of having six major business craft OEMs, there could be something less than that.
All right. Well, Brian, tell us a little bit before we go about Brian Foley Associates and what you set out to do and who are your clients?
Right. Brian Foley Associates principally helps the investment community with their due diligence on business aviation companies that they want to buy and invest in. And also on the investment banking side, we help business aviation companies find growth capital or find a buyer for their business.
Well, Brian, we appreciate your insight into this, and we'll continue to track what so far has been a fairly accurate prediction.
Thanks. We'll keep you informed.
My guest has been Brian Foley, who is the president of Brian Foley Associates in New Jersey. If you want to find out more, the website is www.brifo.com. Brifo.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.